Breaking news here into the Fan. After a 29-year hiatus, the Commanders are one step closer to returning to the nation's capital. Moments ago, the D.C. City Council approved by a 9-3 vote the $3.8 billion project to build a brand new 65,000-seat stadium for the Washington Commanders. This, along with an adjacent entertainment district, the team will spend close to $2.7 billion on the stadium, and the city will spend $1.1 billion on infrastructure and parking. The amended bill got across the finish line after the team committed to additional union jobs and a second hotel in that entertainment district. Things are not final, as a second and final vote will occur on September the 17th. Got Nats baseball tonight here on The Fan as well, as they begin a six-game homestand to take on the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Pre-game coverage gets rolling at 6:15. First pitch set for 6:45. From the Crop Metcalf five-star sports desk, I'm Linnell Willingham on The Fan.
Quite a development. 9-3 vote. We are headed toward conclusion today. It sounds like, from what I'm being told from in the room, there's one more technical vote. I don't know what that means, but that it looks like it's going to go down officially as 9-3. DC. So I guess the info we got from Eric Flack yesterday was right on.
Yes.
They had 7 votes. They thought they could get to 8. Today they strike a deal to add Parker, and I think it was Lewis. They were the ones that were holding out over what Flack said was this labor dispute where they wanted labor workers used at a certain rate. The deal was struck with the Commanders and more so, I think, the mayor in the city today. And so you went from 7-9. You got a 9-3 vote. Now, things can change with this bill, which is a good thing and a bad thing, I guess. And on September 17th, they'll vote again, because for some reason that I can't quite figure out, D.C. has to vote on everything twice.
2 times.
But nothing D.C. does from a local government standpoint makes a whole lot of sense to me. So I'll just wear it and just ask questions of the smart people that know what's going on. So September 17th, they will do this vote again. And after that is when this thing would potentially go to Congress. Why it has to go to Congress for some type of approval, again, I don't really know. But this is one step of several steps. This was the biggest step so far. Mm-hmm. They had to get the city council to vote on and approve that they would spend $1.1 billion on infrastructure and parking around a stadium the team is building for $2.7 billion. And today, at a 9-3 clip, that is happening.
Those other votes could not happen today. The finished product, end of the construction, couldn't happen today. All that was available to us was this decision going in this direction. So it's as big as it can be today, and it's pretty major. Because it was in doubt, quite frankly, when you started to ask each individual council member who is, you know, at least in theory, acting on behalf of their constituents, wanting this part of the labor deal, wanting this element of a certain amount of union work and D.C. residents and this and that. Everybody put their hand out and got a little something extra, it seems like, and they reworked the deal some to everybody's satisfaction. So today, it went, if you're a stadium advocate, it went as good as it can go.
Yeah, they got a better deal for the city, which was their goal and what they should do. That's their job.
Totally.
No problem with that. My frustration all along was this idea that this thing could and would go on in perpetuity. And we had one council member after another coming on to tell us, we'll vote in the fall, we'll get to it in the fall. That's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for the Commanders. So that was annoying. But the good news is that Mendelsohn strikes a deal, and it's not waiting until the fall. They vote today on August 1st, and they will vote again on September 17th. And this thing will be hopefully over at that point from a local government standpoint. So there have been a lot of good moments, a lot of huge developments. This is certainly one of them.